Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
It's the final time. It's Johnny Cochran. It's Arnell Tomlinson. It's Thursday. It's 4 p.m. That means it's time for Live and Loud on FUBAR Radio.
Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Hi, you guys.
Hi.
The ground announcer there did get it right. This is the final Johnny and I Know Live and Loud on FUBAR Radio.
It's the last one.
It's the last one, yeah. You know, we're not disappearing, but we're not allowed to say where we're going. So we're still going to be on radio, but just not here anymore. Do check us out. But in general, it's an end of an era, isn't it?
It is, it is. End of an era. I always remember this time because we started in the summertime and the sun was out, the sun was shining, we had like big beaming smiles on our faces. Still got the smiles on the faces, but the sun's gone now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like nature knew that it was coming to an end.
No sun today, guys.
No. No, it's dark outside. It might as well have the thunder and lightning to the tune of "The Road Is Long." It's a sombre affair. It really is. End of an era.
It is, it is. But FUBAR's still going to live on, nice and strong. I can see they've got new equipment in there now. It's like,
oh, they're banging it up.
They've got the mood lighting in there now. As soon as we leave, it's like some change.
Yeah, exactly.
New cameras.
Ever since we said we were going, they started really sorting themselves out around here. So really bolting it up. Oh, right, yeah, bring out all the good stuff now, guys. They're out. Yeah, decent.
We can use the good keypads now.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. The mics have been improved. That's nice as well.
It does sound nice.
Yeah, and even the producers feel like they're trying all of a sudden. So... Look at him looking. Yeah.
Oh, wait, is that security at the door?
Can't do anything to us now. We're going anyway.
I tell you what, we will miss our lovely, loyal listeners. You guys have been fantastic, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the things is, I think over the year, we've created a Live and Loud family. Mm. Oh, that's the key word, I know. Family. A family who, like any good, well, everything, everyone knows about family. Mm. Of course, they're going to be there for you. But one of the things is you know, you get to see each other's bad sides. And we've seen our bad sides of our listeners, haven't we? We've seen every side of them. We've seen the equivalent of them, you know, getting out of the shower and then bending over to pick their socks up. That horrible side, you know what I mean? We're going to miss you guys. We do want you to still touch base with us, follow us,
follow us, you can do, guys. I mean, this is the final time we're going to say, but at Johnny and Arnell on Twitter if you want to follow us on there, and if you do want to get in touch with us on the show, that's the best way to do it as well, or you can tweet at FUBAR Radio, or send us some goodbye emails as well.
Yeah, we want
Johnny and Arnell at FUBARradio.com.
If you've enjoyed the shows as well, let's have some emails from you today, okay? You know, don't be a stranger. Dina Carroll sang that, didn't she? Don't be a stranger. Send your emails in to Johnny and I now at FUBARradio.com. We do want to hear from you.
That's right. But it's not going to be a sad show. It's not going to be a sad show. If anything, it's going to be a nice hype show. We're going to go out with a bang. Nice celebration show. All good moods and positive energy.
Absolutely, because that's the way we do things.
That's how we do it.
That's basically... what's going to be going on today. But what specifically is coming up in the show, I know?
Well, Johnny, for the final time, it's going to be what's trending, what's been guaning, what's been happening. If you want to know what's been happening this week, then this is the last time you're going to hear it. So make sure you tune in. If you're sitting next to someone and they're not listening to this radio show and they ain't got no headphones, barge them, then tell them to tune in.
Yeah, absolutely. Do that. After that, we're also going to have our infamous Lend an Ear section. So that's the part of the show. In case you don't know already, you probably do, but where we get our listeners to write in with their problems, whatever problem, nothing's too big or too small or too strange for us to deal with. And we will give advice, but it's not just like, oh, yeah, this is what we think. It's guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
This is what you should do.
Concrete.
100%. This is the plan. This is what you need to do. If you ignore us, you're messing up.
It's going to work. It's going to work. Just follow it.
That's the instruction. It's an instruction manual for life. Okay, that's what we pump out week after week after week.
That's a year's of advice. Year of advice we've done.
Yeah. And who thanks us? Yeah. Okay, these guys are sending in every now and then, you know, like, no one's saying, cheers, thanks for the memories.
Hey, yeah, I want to hear some updates. If you guys, any of you guys listening right now, have had an issue in the past and you sent it in to us and lend an ear, tell us, give us an update today. This is the last time. You tell us how it worked out.
Yeah, we do what we want to know. We want to know how right we were. Well, we were right, obviously.
Oh, yeah, we just need confirmation.
Yeah, exactly, of how right we were. The right's gone. That's done. Anyway, we know that. It's just how right. You completely changed my life, guys. I never used to think like that, and now I do. So,
listeners are like, wow, their egos are growing.
We don't. This is literally like pulling the grenade now. We're out of here.
But yes, we will be doing lending it. And if you do have a last-minute problem that you want us to solve, this is the last chance you guys have. So send it in, Johnny and I now at foobarradio.com.
Absolutely. And you know, let's respond to stuff as we get straight away.
Oh.
To the email straight away.
Oh, we got a tweet as well.
Nice. It says, thank you. Hi, Johnny and Arnell.
Hi.
Just wanted to say a massive thanks for giving me so many laughs at work on a Thursday and for all the great advice I've picked up on Lend an Ear. You'll be missed. Carly. That's nice. Friend of the show.
That's nice, that. Yeah. That touches you,
doesn't it?
I've heard that. Did you feel it?
Yeah, a little twinge.
That was nice.
It may actually be some tight ventricles in there, actually, you know.
Yeah, it might have to go to the doctor's office.
Yeah, I'm not the fittest, so... It might actually be that rather than feeling emotionally heartfelt. But, yeah, still, I felt something in there.
There was something there.
Yeah. What's that tweet?
We got a tweet. Friend of the show, it's Paul Clark.
Oh, hello, Paul.
Happy Easter, boys. Sad to see you going. Thanks for the laugh. Thursday afternoons won't be the same without you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't know what people are going to do with it.
I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we're doing on Friday. Yeah,
what are you doing on a Thursday, then?
Yeah. We're busy on Fridays now, but I don't know about Thursdays. That's like...
Mate, that's it. I don't know what to do now.
Whole week's been messed up, to be fair, isn't it?
Going to need some suggestions, guys. What should we do on a Thursday?
Yeah. That's it.
What is there to do between 4 and 6 now?
I know people who like listen to our show who call it Fubar Thursdays.
Fubar Thursdays.
They should listen to all of the other shows as well, but particularly on a Thursday, they're quite focused on it. So
Fubar Thursday.
Yeah, there's nothing else going on a Thursday, really, is there? Apart from tonight, because it's Easter weekend,
Oi!
And you can go out tonight with Oi! No fear about work tomorrow.
It's going to get so messy.
Absolutely. There's going to be people... down in pipes and eating Easter eggs, definitely.
At the same time. but we ain't done yet. We're still telling you guys what's happening on the show today.
Yeah.
And we've also got Blast from the Past.
Bang. So that's a part of the show where we take a buzzword and then talk about the stories that word makes us think about. And then after we talk about our stories, we then play a song that's kind of related to the stories we've talked about as well.
That's right. But Johnny, what's the buzzword for today?
The buzzword for today is karaoke.
Oh.
Yes. And I know that'll hit home with a lot of our listeners today. So if you do have any stories related to karaoke, bang, send them in, okay? We want to hear some, because I've got a couple. Massive fan of karaoke.
Man, you don't even need a backing.
No.
No backing instrumentals. You just start.
Just a cappella.
Don't need the words.
Exactly.
Don't need the words.
Take the words. DJ, take the words off and lower the bass, bring me up on treble, here we go. Everyone ready for this? So that's standard. That's basically what's going on.
You know what, we're going to have to do that one time, you know. We should just go to like one of those karaoke rooms, just book one of them out and then just have a little party.
Well,
I've never done that before and people do it all the time.
I've done it in Tokyo.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I hadn't even got that as one of my stories. So I'll talk about it now, but basically, the thing is, I went to Japan and went to Tokyo, and my idea of what Japan was like, you know, things you see in the media. I thought it was going to be all like, you know, arcades and like, you know, big screen TVs or whatever, like all high tech. It's actually quite an industrial city as well. Like, there's a hell of a lot of like, you know,
industry and stuff.
Yeah, and like, you know, obviously there's so many people living there. They've all got to live somewhere. So there's a lot of flats and industrial, you know, residential places as well. But we went to, one of the things we did go to, we went to a karaoke booth. But it's so weird because I think one of the things about karaoke is that you get to sing in front of people you don't know and go for it, you know. But in there, I think it's kind of reflected of the culture a bit. You just have your booths, so you only sing between you guys. And after a while, it's like, I'm just singing between my mates, you know.
Don't judge me.
Exactly. It's just, it's quite isolated. It just becomes quite sad in the end. It's like, this is like Christmas, you know. It's a shame. I know everyone here.
Oh, Nanny's singing again.
Exactly.
Who gave her the mic?
Exactly. So, yeah, that was one of my greatest karaoke stories in Tokyo. But, yeah, we've got a few coming up anyway.
I hear they, there's a few jazzy ones in London. And I was in Birmingham last week, and they built like a big one. And each room is different themes and stuff like that. So that
oh, really?
Interesting, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, it's on the rise, the old karaoke.
Oh, absolutely. And after that, we also, I know on our show, we also have a spoilers on screen section.
We'll get to it.
Small print. If we don't have time, that gets ditched every week, and you guys know it by now, so there we go. But you know what? What with that being our last show and all of those things to fit in, there's just not a little bit of room for anything else.
There's nothing, because, I mean, if we can't even fit spoilers and screen on, and Walking Dead was on this week, I saw Batman and Superman as well,
I mean, that's
going to be in there, but I don't even think we have got time for that, so definitely nothing else can fit.
Yeah.
No.
Wait.
What?
You don't think we could try and possibly find a little bit time for some of the biggest bangers?
Sangers!
Bumpers!
Dumpers!
Bumpers!
Jumpers!
Slingers!
What about the dingers?
Zingers!
Why was you holding your armpit?
Like a chicken zinger tower mill. So, I don't know. Yeah, let's just get through this, mate. What am I like? What? People out there might not even realise who they're listening to.
Oh.
You know what I mean? You are listening to Johnny and I now. That's with me, Johnny Cochran. Mr. Johnny.
And me, I now. Yeah. Tomlinson, and I am very glad to be ditching that.
Right, there's got to be
for
time. There's got to be
I'm
time.
I'm coming out of the friend zone. I'm coming out.
Oh, we might have a new song for you. I'm coming out.
I want the world to know.
Right, excellent. Well, we might as well just get one of those biggest bangers, bumpers on right now.
Oh, go on, then.
Now, this tune, it is big. It is big. And it's actually by Rihanna. And we've got to give a shout out to my brother, Adam Cochran, who did bring this one up. And to be fair, everyone who has heard it is realising what a bumper it is. Not the longest song in the world, but you'll know what I'm talking about after you hear it. Here it comes. This is "Yeah, I Said It" by Rihanna.
Yeah. Are you trying to think about it? No. Yeah, I said it, boy, get upside it. I want you to homicide it. Going somewhere, I want you to find it. And I think I kinda like you. Up against the wall, we don't need a title. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it, babe. Yeah, I said it. And fuck the title. Boy, I always like to show. Get a little bit. Come a little close now. Take it home on your camera phone. Get a little wet, you watch me blow it down. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it, babe. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it, babe. Yeah, I said it. You could be a rough boy, but you won't. Give me some love, boy. Give it to me to the. Yeah, I said it, babe. Yeah, I said it.
FUBAR Radio presents
Tom Brown and Hugh Joseph.
Doc, hi mate.
What's going on?
Hey! Doc, we miss you.
Yeah, I miss you guys.
Have you got any heartfelt messages for your devoted listeners?
If there's anybody who still remembers me, I'm alive. It's so painful. It's like a child that I just don't see. I can't touch. I can't hold him in my arms and caress his baby soft cheeks.
Did you just say you want to hug our listeners' kids?
Yeah, in a legal way.
Okay, good. You're a good man.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday,
Tom Brown and Hugh Joseph
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That is Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph every Tuesday at 4 p.m. But right now, you are listening to Johnny and Inell. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inell on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, we're live and loud on FUBAR, and it's our last show.
It's the last show. I'm struggling to get to grips with it, to be honest. Yeah.
I see you.
Just like the last day of school, you know, when you've kind of had enough, but like you're kind of like, you know what, I've known this is coming, but it's actually hard to say goodbye. I'm going to start signing people's shirts in a minute.
Do you remember in the last day of school when you could bring in like a toy or something? Like, they'd let you bring in a toy that you could play with.
That's not universal, mate. How old were you? 16? Yeah, 16 playing with your action, man.
Oh, I'm talking about sixth form.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't have that in your school?
No. What age are you talking about?
I'm talking about primary.
Oh, right.
Yeah, primary school.
I don't know if you... I can't remember.
We used to be able to bring in, like, one toy or gadget or something that we wanted to play. Like, so a couple of people bringing Game Boys or
right,
stuff like that.
Right, right.
I brought in my Walkman. I had one of those Walkmans that didn't have the reverse button, so you had to kind of turn it round if you wanted to rewind the tune. Fast forward it a bit, then take it back out and play. It's like, oh, that was a tune, rewind it.
Not quite as quick as a puller.
No. And then the batteries would always kick out before lunchtime. It was always away.
Yeah,
it
always
take like 4 AAAs. It was like,
I can't say I did have that, to be fair. You know, there you go. Oh,
not everybody had a good childhood, eh?
No, some of them struggled. You were there playing through school, I was there learning.
Yeah.
So, and look at us.
Right up to the wire.
Yeah. And both ended up in the same space. So that shows you guys, don't bother learning. Have a laugh. You're only going to end up in the same place anyway. With these chances, I've given my life.
And this guy's playing with his Walkman.
Exactly. You'll always end up with a people who've been mucking around in school. So there you go. You know, don't worry about it.
We've got a little compliment for your last tune there, Johnny. The Queen Bee tweeted in and she said, what? Last time? Yeah, it is our last show, I'm afraid, lovely. But she does say, love this song.
Cheers, Queen Bee.
There we go.
Thanking you. We also had an email. Oh, there it is. You will be missed. Hey, Jay and I.
Hi.
Thank you for all the shout-outs and laughs over the months. Best of luck wherever you end up, Oliver. Friend of the show.
Do you know what? It would have been sad if he didn't email in. I actually would have been gutted.
I genuinely would have been, where's Oliver?
Where's Oliver?
What's happening?
We're not coming up for air. No, where is he?
Oliver, hey?
You're right,
you've
mate.
You've been with us all the way, fella.
Hey?
And you've left us on the last night.
Somebody, if you know him out here, somebody get in touch.
Yeah.
Let us know if he's all right.
We need a proof of life.
Send us a picture with a timestamp on it.
And newspaper, definitely. cheers, Oliver. We've enjoyed the Live and Loud family and all they've brought to the party.
You guys have had the best stories, man. Because, like, I always used to think me and my friends, and Johnny included, we used to have, like, great laughs, like, telling each other different stories of things that happened to us. But I have to say, the most epic stories I've probably heard is from you listeners, guys, and sending them in. And that's fantastic, man.
Right, shut up. Now, some of this stuff I just thought couldn't be true. But it turns out it can. And you guys are living it. So, wicked.
Well, if you do have any more final stories you want to tell us, then get them in, johnnyandinell@foodbarradio.com.
Exactly. This is just like confession. Today's London Ear is more confession than anything else, okay?
We've got a couple of silent listeners out there. I know you've been listening for all the months and stuff, but you haven't said anything to us, but this is your last chance.
Yeah, get it off your chest. Yeah. But right now it's What's Trending. This is the part where we talk about the stories that have been really getting people's chins wagging.
That's the last time I heard that.
Yes, it will be. So, the first story this week was that I saw was actually that there's a video that's gone viral on Facebook, basically where I believe five mothers have dropped their kids off at a primary school in Blackburn and have gone on to have a full-on riot, basically, and have all been arrested. Now, I mean, if you watch the video, it's like full-on punch-up, basically.
Yeah. I might even have to try and tweet this out because this video... Do you know what? Because I've seen, like little arguments happen in the playground. And as a kid, when you're a kid and you're watching the adults argue, it's like, oh, look at this. And you want to start out fight like you usually do, but you don't because they're adults. And you're like, yeah. But this one is pretty messy. It's pretty spicy.
But, I mean, when you're a kid as well and you're in school... It was quite common for, if you've got a beef, you need settling, you go, wait till the end of the day, I'll meet you at school gates, we'll go and settle it down, and then everyone goes, have you heard that Paul and Kenny are going to have a fight? Mm. Paul and Kenny, fight, and then the whole school run out, and, you know, try and get that little crowd of people around them or whatever. I didn't think that was still going to be a thing when you're in your 20s, going, I'll see you at the school gates. I'm going to knock the living daylights out of you, okay? No, you're a mug. I'm going to sort it out. Because I tell you what, Tallulah shouldn't have to deal with parents like you. All right? Bang. Bang.
Do you know the best part about it? You can tell it was like a vicious fight because there was like a quote from like a building contractor who was a bit nearby watching it. And he's like... Oh, it happened in front of small children in the middle of the afternoon. It was terrible. Show us your top now.
Exactly. As he's wolf whistling at him. I mean, what started out as a wolf whistling competition with me and my mate ended up being really debauched. Right in front of the kids. What's the world coming to?
Spolt it, I mean.
I mean, if they are going to do it, at least get lathered up in chocolate and start having a roll around, girls. Come on. Yeah, when you got a builder at the side telling you that the morals of the town have gone down the Swanee, then you really have to start taking notice there. But, yeah, no, it was pretty bad. The other thing is, basically, the five women have been nicked for it, for the fight, but the ages of them are 18... 22, yeah. 23, big jump now, 37, and then a bigger jump, 47. I love that. Now, bearing in mind that 18 and 47, that could easily be mother and daughter going, right, you go in, and if you need to get mum involved, she's there as well. Grandma's probably there at the school gates in the wheelchair ready to roll in. Like, that is a full-on, what, 25 years difference.
There's at least a couple of childminders jumped in there. There's at least a couple of nannies just like, I fancy a bit as well.
Yeah. I'm not getting
I mean, the younger point. Ones, you can assume it's like an older sister or something trying to take them in. But when you got the 47 in there, so 37, it's just a whole mix. Just like, we're all in there, go on.
Just swinging at each other, you know what I mean? But, yeah, you'd almost expect 18, 22, 23, not expect to do that because it's quite crazy, but they're still young and even girls at that age, like if they're going to have a row, there's a potential they might fight. When you're at 47, I mean, I'm not being funny.
What are you doing with your life?
Most professional boxers have given up fighting by then.
I'm retired.
What mothers at a school gates going, my best fights are still ahead of me. I'm not giving up till I'm 50. No, see you, Tracy, you mug, okay? I've learned how to fight. That's the problem.
That's right. Oh, shut up. Whatever. With your baggy leggings. Why are your leggings baggy, though?
I'll see you at bingo. I will see you at Mecca.
I'll seize ya.
Yeah. Absolute mug.
You want some?
We'll have a right chair up now outside Dorothy Perkins. Let's go. Don't don't care if I'm 47. Don't care if I'm 47. So, yeah, that was one thing that I found quite funny. And I'm sure the people of Blackburn were quite ashamed that their town was getting tarred with that brush, basically. But, yeah, quite a funny video, if you do want to see it, as well as people just start flying in, swinging punches. I love the fact that there are kids actually still playing out while this is happening, playing around the brawl that is kicking off.
I just love the fact that it's probably the kids that were recording it on their phones. Just like, yeah, go on, Bob, go on.
World star.
What are you going to take that, Mum? Are you going to take that, Mum? Do not let me come into school with this kind of rep on my back.
Send it to sleep, Mum.
Yeah. Do we accept that, Mum? Do we accept that?
What is going to world start?
So,
I see every time there's a brawl thing, right at the end, there's always a camera. It's going to world start.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know it's a legit fight.
That's straight out of the Jeremy Kyle Chronicles, though, isn't it, that one? So there we go. What else has been trending?
Well, next up, we have there's a charity shop, an Oxfam in Swansea, and they're getting inundated with what people are doing. They're bringing in their old used copies of 50 Shades of Grey, and they've just begun the erotic kind of novel, and they've just been getting loads and loads from people, and they had to literally tell people to stop bringing their 50 Shades novels in. It makes you kind of think, it's like, oh, well, at least the people, lovely ladies of Swansea would do like a good read, but it's like, at the same time, they're just all just like, oh.
So, you know the charity shop, they're accepting them. Oh, yeah.
Well, exactly. I mean, they're absolutely inundated with these, so.
I love how the bookshop owners, they took like a picture of all the ones that they received. It's like, wow. But at least they're all in good nick, I have to say. There's no creased up corners and stuff.
But
like
it is. It's enormous, the amount of books they've actually got there as well. Like, so, we don't need to tell our listeners what 50 Shades of Grey is. Obviously, it was like a massive selling book, 125 million copies sold. Mm. But it's one of those things that is really big at the time. It's a fad, isn't it? It was a really, really big thing at the time. And then after it stopped being so big, people just started to go, yeah, I'm kind of done with that. And then they brought out a film which, to all intents and purposes, was absolute trash.
Oh, you saw it?
No. I don't see trash films, mate.
I was going to say, for a second, I was like, oh, yeah. I remember my girlfriend at the time wanted to go see it, and I was like, no, it's not happening.
On Valentine's
as well. Because it came out on Valentine's Day, and I was like, we're not going to see it.
Oh, really? Yeah. I do my own type of 50 Shades of Grey.
We're going to go see Kevin Hart in Ride Along instead.
Good and wholesome. I've got my own 50 version of 50 Shades of Grey that I do anyway, yeah. 50 Shades of Cochrane. So, yeah.
Is there a theme tune to that, is there?
Well, I haven't got a red room, but I've got a Ford Focus. So, I'm only kidding there. Don't believe that. There's a little bit of comedic, a little bit of light-hearted banter there. But there you go.
I don't think you are.
I am. I am joking before any investigations start taking place.
50 Shades of Cochrane.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But, They can't even sell these on anymore. That's the thing about it, isn't it? Like, there's massive, like, when these fads come on, like you buy up stuff, you get involved in it, but at the end of it, it just gets consigned to the dustbin of history. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I remember, in a kind of side note, me and my brother got, do you remember when Pokemon was really big?
Yeah, yeah.
So me and my brother ended up buying these Pokemon teddies because we were like, I tell you what, in 30 years' time, these are going to be worth it. A lot of money.
You were seeing it as investments.
I was knocking about, you know.
I tell you what, look at this Pikachu. No. Are you telling me that's not going to go for at least a couple of hundred?
I was like, look, I've got Bulbasaur here. I've got Bulbasaur. Now, as long as I keep that the authentic Pokemon tag, this is going to... I tell you what, we're going to be on Cash in the Attic in 20 years. We are. And what you got here, Johnny? This is an authentic Bulbasaur. You can see You can see that tag hasn't been tampered with. Zach, do you want to bring out the goods? Charizard.
Oh, let me take a look at that. Oh, Mr. Cochrane, the Nintendo seal is coming off a bit there. Oh, I'm not quite sure if it's actually authentic or if it's just been put on.
David Dickinson going, I'm not sure we can get the right money that you want today. Take it down to charity shop with all the other Pokemon teddies.
I mean, if you had all 150, yeah, exactly. Then maybe.
Gotta catch them all, that is in the name.
Well, there's tons now, though, isn't there? It's like 500 or something now.
Oh, I'd stopped following it a little while back.
Yeah, but, I had the first one, and then after that, it just snowballed into like a beast, and I was like, I can't. It's not for me.
But you're still up to date on how many Pokemon there are and stuff?
I know there's like over 500. I can see your... I saw your finger.
No, I mean, it's an inline.
I mean, I saw your finger through my screen.
It's a great conversation point on a date.
Did you know there's more over 500 Pokemon? And they all have their own unique designs and names.
Should we go Dutch on the bill here? Yeah, I think so. I'm going to call it a day.
What do you mean you're not interested in Pokemon? Oh, you're a Digimon fan.
Oh, I see. I explicitly asked the agency for no Digimons.
What? That was like a blatant cash-in, Digimon. It was like, we can see what's happening with Pokemon. We want in on that. That's literally what it was.
Thinly veiled, wasn't
so
it?
So thin, it was like, what? They're making bucks. I want that. Digimon
time. Basically, to all the ladies out there who have got 50 Shades of Grey, keep them to yourself. No one's interested anymore. You know, the only thing it's going to be good for pretty soon is burning for fuel. So there you go. It's not. It's no one wants to read that trash anymore.
Don't want
correctly.
It anymore, girls. Sorry.
But, to be honest, though, I'm someone who's all up for the cold charity shop. You know, idea, if you like. You know, we shouldn't be so wasteful as a society, as humankind, in fact. But the idea that anyone in that charity shop is walking into a charity shop, you know, trying to save their money, you know, be a bit frugal and going, right, what do I need here? Oh, I really want a lusty novel to get my teeth into about a billionaire who basically is a little bit, quite frankly, chauvinistic with a young girl. Mm. That's what I need in my life when I'm trying to save my pennies.
Not just any novel as well. I want it second hand. Yeah. I want the corners already thumbed.
Yeah, exactly. With a couple of liquid patches on the pages that I can't explain. Tea stones, mate.
Tea stones?
Yeah. Things are... I'm vague. I'm vague on purpose. You're flagging it up. You'll get us in trouble, you will. I'm not saying anything.
Are you snitching?
Yeah, exactly. Here he goes. So that is one.
Snitches get stitches.
They certainly lose their jobs. apart from the charity shop, we also have another story that's trending here. Oh, I am.
Yes, we do.
Now, I saw this earlier today, actually. Oh, yeah. And basically. In fact, it's a little bit... Well, in fact, you now know the answer to this, so I was going to do it as a quiz, but there's no point.
Yeah, yeah.
There has been a place that has been named the most... Well, the kindest city in Britain. Do you know what it is?
What is it?
Bristol. Mm-hmm. Bristol is kinder than all of the other cities in Britain.
Do you know what? It doesn't actually surprise me, because a few years ago, I think Bristol was, like, named the, I think, like, best place to live in the UK as well. And so when you say kindness, it's like, well, best place to live. You got to be happy. You got to be nice to people as well.
Well, absolutely. Do you know what? As I was reading it, it didn't say, like, it just said kindest city. And I thought, I bet it's Bristol. And it was.
Oh.
So there you go.
Just plucked out the air, did you?
Yeah, I just had a guess.
I mean, your last trip to Bristol was just delightful, so.
Yeah, exactly.
And the people. So warm.
On a stag do. Very kind.
The bouncer let us in the club. There was at least 10 of us. Let us in. It was at capacity.
Well, the police didn't arrest people. That was about it. So, very kind of them. But yeah, so the city has just come top of the poll that measured the average number of good deeds that residents carried out, and these included rushing to the aid of someone in need, handing back something that had been dropped, like a wallet or whatever, and giving up a seat on public transport and taking parcels in for neighbours.
The parcel one for neighbours, I've been doing that quite recently, and I do feel good about it, you know.
Yeah, well, it's good to be nice, isn't it?
Yeah, because you know, it used to be a nuisance. They used to be like, oh, you couldn't hold this for the next.
Yeah.
Oh, right. And then I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna have to take it over there and like, oh. But now it's just like, that's fine.
Well, I don't take it over to them. They get letters.
Oh, you just wait.
Yeah, they come and get it.
Oh, is it?
I'm not running their
come get it.
I'm running their whole life for them. Are you kidding me?
If you don't get it in 28 days, I'm going to open it.
No. You know what I mean? They do come and get it, and you go, I don't know what you're talking about, mate. No parcel here.
You signed for it. It says Johnny Cochran on the signature.
Prove it.
It's just a squiggle, mate.
But you're wearing the jacket now. That's it. An awful lot of coincidences around there, aren't there, eh?
I'm just hearing a lot of accusations.
Yeah.
Not a lot of evidence.
And though. I don't appreciate it on my doorstep. Easy way to solve this. Stay indoors a bit more. Be there.
Especially between the hours of 9 and 6.
Exactly. When do you want him to deliver it, eh? But the other thing is, you won't be surprised to hear, and I read this in that article, that, well, I mean, I would do it as a quiz again, but it doesn't matter. Do you know what city in Britain is least kindest?
Let me take a guess. Is it London?
It is the Big Smoke. Yes, the Big Smoke. Pretty unkind, in fact. I think it's bottom in all them categories for...
Do you know what surprised me the most, though? Southampton was number 4. I didn't know it was like a kind kind of city. I was like, I was surprised by that. Glasgow's down towards the bottom, right next to London.
Yeah, I mean,
so I was like,
yeah. A city that has a greeting coined after its name, the Glasgow Kiss, which is a headbutt. So I mean, when you've got Glasgow teaching you how to be kind, London really has to take a look at itself, doesn't it? You know, it's got people who've had who've been Glasgow kissed, and yet all the people from London just walk past, going, yes. Just something they've got to sort out themselves, isn't it? Right, I'm in a rush. See you later. Like, that Pret a Manger's not going to buy itself. See you later. Absolutely. No, and weirdly, like in some of the the people who'd been questioned on the questionnaire, the ones from London were like, yeah, I don't feel like I could do any of those things. Like,
Taking in a parcel, doing a good deed.
Maybe not so much taking in the parcel, but certainly the other ones, like picking up a wallet and running after someone or whatever else, giving up seat, because doing some of those things would make me look weird. And that's the mentality in London. It's like, yeah, if you're nice, then you just look like a weirdo, don't you? You know what I mean? Like, we've said this before, like, in London, if you want to go and talk to a stranger, like, if you just went up to someone and was like, you all right, mate, how's it going? You go, right. Where's your team?
Hey?
Hey? Got a couple of people.
Beetle about, is he?
Yeah. A couple of people circling me, yeah? You priming me, are you? I might just have to show them that I'm up for it, eh? Your size.
Your size. You got to be ready. You never know, because any altercation, you could be on someone's video, you could be on YouTube, anything that happens. It's like YouTube.
Exactly.
Worldstar. But it is like what you say, though, because like, living in London, I actually remember all the good deeds that people do for me because it's so rare. I remember it was literally a year ago, and I went to the cash machine. It was on a night out near Waterloo. I was a bit tipsy. and I had to go because there was no cash machines on the South Bank. I had to go all the way towards the station to get the cash out. Got 50 quid out, and they put it in my back pocket. I was wandering back, and then someone started shouting at me. It's like, excuse me. Turn around, lady goes, you dropped this, 50 quid in cash, and she literally chased after me, and she just to get it back, and I was shocked, I was going to give her 10 of it, but I was like, nah. And thank you, Wilson.
No point. Pay it forward.
Thanks very much.
I'm going to pay this forward to the barman.
I will give him your tip.
Yeah. And I'll get something in return. Fantastic.
Anyway, have a good day.
Yeah. No, I
don't stay out too late. It's cold.
I would like to think I would do that. Like, you know, run after
someone.
It is a bit lot of money, but then again, if it's someone... The main thing is, if I saw someone drop it, I would give it back to them. But if I didn't see someone... You know, like some people find money on the floor, hand it into the police.
I'm like,
what are you talking about?
I think it's like a karma thing for them. They feel as if they do something good, it will come back.
Yeah, poor. Yeah, you're going to be the poorest person believing in karma there. There's a lot of people out there on charity appeals believing in karma.
You got to start praying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, karma's left you.
And I was saying that, though. A friend of mine said there was a thing going around, I think it was like a few years ago, where people were putting in... like money into an envelope and then a little message just saying have a good day, and they were just leaving them on like tubes or on buses, on seats and stuff like that. So when someone would open it up, it was like, oh gosh, it's £10. It's like, just have a good day. It's just to brighten up someone's day. And I was like, wow, I've never received one of those before, but it would be nice. And it is a nice way to kind of like brighten someone's day, just like in a small kind of way, because you're probably going to spend a tenner on a night out on a couple of drinks that you probably didn't need to get.
Yeah, but in London, you'll probably find an investment bank has picked that up and gone, lovely. Karma again, I've been working hard. Oh. Another tip. Some of those wonderful trades I've made. Mm. Here we go. I could buy this. I could buy another person with this.
Fantastic. Maybe do it in the suburbs if people at home are thinking about doing a similar thing.
Yeah.
Not in zone one.
So that is what's trending. It is what's trending.
Woo.
So we're up to the point where we get another song out here.
Oh yeah. Oh, and I was digging through the archives and I found this lovely little number. Who remembers this one? Donnell Jones, You Know What's Up.
Oh, say what, you know that I like it, baby. Ooh, girl, you know what's up, and you know what I need. Ooh, say what, say what, say what, you know that I'm about it, baby. Ooh, girl, you know what's up. Digging you, wanting you. You know what's up, I don't know what's up.
That was Donnell Jones. You know what's up. You're listening to Johnny and Inel. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
You know what? I'm going to miss that guy saying that.
Yeah, I am as well, actually.
Yeah, never worked out who it was, but I will miss him.
Yeah, we never did, actually, did
yeah,
we?
Never met him.
Believed in it. Believed in the show.
Yeah, he did.
Believed
in us.
From
the very beginning, you know. From the very beginning, he was like, Johnny and I know.
Exactly.
FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
It was more than the pay he was getting paid for. He came from the start.
He tried. He didn't have to.
Yeah,
first
yeah.
take was fine, but he was like, no, I'm going to do another take.
Let me go again, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe in these guys.
So props to that guy, whoever you are.
Absolutely. We are fans of you as well. Do you know what?
Ooh.
Right of you, emailed. We have. Let me start with this one. We've got one of these problems, which we'll do in a bit. But first of all, Foxy Lady.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I'm so sad it's your last show. Oh. I'll miss your pearls of wisdom and sometimes dubious advice.
See?
I strongly refute that.
I mean, I was agreeing with it up until that last
Yeah,
bit.
Dubious. That's yeah. a word that was not necessary in this email.
It wasn't. But the first part of it was nice, though.
Oh, I think this might even be a problem, actually, as well. But we're into it now. I've got a little situation for you.
Oh.
My girlfriend is a keen collector of stuffed foxes and weasels.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's always...
Why is it always the animals?
It's always taxidermy as well.
Isn't it?
Strange. My girlfriend is a keen collector. Yeah, I had that one. So she has quite a large collection of them, and they are scattered all over the living room, bathroom, and her bedroom. I'd estimate she has around 70 of them.
Oh,
wow.
It's the animals of five in words.
Yeah. It's like Dr. Doolittle, like,
it?
You know.
Watership down.
Dr. Doolittle meets Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I've killed them all.
I hope she don't talk to them. I hope she don't.
Do you imagine actually bringing round a fox or a weasel and just letting them see all this? And just, these are your family. They went before you. Just literally looking at a fox and just treating him like he's in his own version of the film Saw. Do you want to play a game?
It's time to play a game.
There's a weasel in another room. Every time you move, he's closer to death. Look around. It seems we've played this game before. her favourite one is Stanley the Fox. And she likes to sleep with him. Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, no.
He's not in the bed with us. She can't get that. She can't get to sleep. Stanley isn't the friendliest looking fox. If he's not in the bed with us, she can't get to sleep. Stanley isn't the friendliest looking fox and has some sharp teeth on him. I've cut my finger on him once and I lost count of the times I've woken up with him staring at me.
Oh.
I've tried talking to her about this. As to be honest, I'm terrified. And she says that it's okay. It's okay if I don't want to sleep with him as well. And she's happy for me to go in the spare room.
Oh, he has to leave.
Yeah, after we finished our mucky business.
Oh, I'd really mucky.
Yeah. It's dirty, yeah. I'd really like to sleep next to my girlfriend, not be relegated to the spare bedroom. If Stanley wasn't already dead and stuffed, then I'd make sure he was.
Cheers, Pete.
Oh, Pete, that's a situation you got yourself into, man.
Foxy lady. Nice pun.
Oh, you know what? She probably revealed all that the stuff collection way too late in a relationship. I bet he was in too deep before she revealed that, because I would have pulled away quick.
Yeah, big time. I mean, it can't be every night anyway, can it? You can't. Yeah. Maybe it's a bit of one-off with Stanley, but in general. I mean, no, the other thing is...
You've got to have boundaries.
With those things, they have weird eyes as well. You know, they put glass eyes in them, don't they? Yeah. Let alone the teeth on, like, proper... Yeah, not good.
No, it's not called for. I don't know why people do it.
No, I have been to people's houses where they've got a lot of these animals knocking about. Mm. I don't find it charming in the slightest, to be honest.
Saying that, though, my grandma did smuggle an alligator from Guyana years ago, a stuffed one.
Really?
Yeah. And she gave it to my mum. I think we still got it. It's somewhere in the house, somewhere.
How big's it?
It's only small. It's like that.
Oh, a baby alligator.
Yeah.
Because a big one.
Let me say it's like that. And I'm like, the listener's like, what?
Yeah. Well, a year down, he hasn't got to grasp with the idea
it's
of radio.
It's radio.
They can't see your voice, which is a shame.
It's like that. Can't see it.
But no, I think, you know, those little weird stuffed animals are quite, they're quite strange, aren't they? It's quite strange.
Yeah, I never got them.
Yeah.
Although the alligator was quite cool. It did look cool. People were like, "Rah, is that alligator?" Yeah.
Yeah.
But then the tail got mashed up.
I did it.
Yeah, because it curled and it just got mashed up over the years because we moved house so many times.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Wait, so it's gone now then?
Oh, I'm pretty certain it's still there. Otherwise, we left it in the last house.
Really? For the next person to find.
Welcome. Want to play a game?
Who were these people?
No, I mean, if your girlfriend's actually doing this, you got to have a word, Pete.
Yeah, Pete, lay down the law, man.
Absolutely. It's me or Stanley. To be honest, I wouldn't even want one in the same room as me.
As well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's time to call it a day. Dubious advice. What in the world? This is real advice, Pete.
So okay. This is how you got yourself into this position.
Exactly. You've been way too slack, mate. That's the problem.
Hey? I'm pretty certain we've talked about animals in beds before.
Exactly.
You should have listened.
And that advice is often, make sure that doesn't happen again. Stop it. Cut it at source. But no, Pete wants to rise above us, doesn't he?
I thought he was too good for the advice.
Thought the advice was dubious. And you're sleeping in bed with a stuffed fox, mate. So who's winning now? You know, it's called a spade, Pete, to be fair. Can't even get control of your own bed, mate. So, before he starts out, it's dubious. Oh, dear. But no, I mean, Pete, we're on your side overall.
We're on your side, mate.
And. You know, friendly or not, friendly looking or not, Stanley's got to go. He has got to go, especially 100%. With them sharp teeth.
Yeah.
So
I might have chiseled that down, mate. He don't need the teeth no more. Why does he need the teeth for? Take it out.
All right, let's do it again. First of all, I understand you don't really need the fox, but if you are going to have a fox, who wants a gummed fox?
Gummy fox!
That's true, like, they'll put dentures
gummy
in
Stanley.
Them. Oh, that's a gummy Stanley, yeah. The last couple of years were quite hard for him, yeah. He had to tear up the little rodents that he was catching with his claws.
Yeah. He's an old fox, you can tell.
He had to use a straw for the last couple of years of his life. Unbelievable. That's why they need teeth. to be honest, there's... A bedroom is no place for a stuffed fox.
No.
That's a rule I've lived my life by.
It's a good rule, man.
Yeah, it's one that I think I know lives his life by as well.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the last incident, he said no more. So, so Pete, really, lay the law down now. So, at the very least, just say, if you've got them, you've got them, but they're not coming in this room anymore. Mm. Stop being weird. It's over. So, not break up, but... You know, the old way of living is over. We're not doing that anymore.
That's right.
Take control, Pete. You take control. You can do it.
It's a new relationship from here on out.
Absolutely. Right, I know. Hit us with a...
Lending ear problem.
Lending ear problem.
That's right. Just before I go into the problem, though, don't forget you can get your A&E problems in right now as well. This is the last chance for you guys to send your problems in for me and Johnny to solve. Send it in to johnnyandinell@foodbarradio.com. Put the subject as lending ear, innit?
But before that, the next problem. I need advice on helping one of my best friends get over her ex. They were together for a year and had been living together, but around 8 months ago, he decided it wasn't working and moved out. Main issue is, she can't let go. They tried being civil, but he has ended up blocking her on everything. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, Snapchat, and his phone. And she won't let him be. If she messaged him and he didn't reply within an hour, she'll just send him abuse. He's since got a girlfriend and she is obsessed with stalking him and her online. I know time's supposed to be a healer, and as a friend, I should be patient, but it affects us going out because as much as she wants to speak to him, she's petrified of bumping into him. Both of them are in a larger friendship group, which I'm a part of, and it split everyone down the middle. It's got to the point where she wants me to contact him for her, which is really awkward. Any advice on how to help her move on?
How long were they living together, did you say?
They were together for a year and had been living together for around 8 months.
Oh, right, okay. So what, they were together in total for a year?
Yeah, so I guess they must have moved in...
after 4 months.
Yeah, pretty sharpish.
Right, okay. And now this is a tough one, isn't it?
It's a doozy. I guess on the basic level of it, it's someone who's really having a difficult time getting over their past loved one, which is like a usual thing that happens to most people in relationships. But this one's gone too far. It's gone to a case where the guy's tried to move on, and she's not letting him move on, and it's just getting messy because friends are having to get involved. I always think once your friends start getting involved in your personal life, that's when it's spiraled out of control and you have got no control over it and you need to back down big time.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. Mm. My sympathies are with her a little bit that, you know, it can be tough. Like, there are no hard and fast rules with this, even though it doesn't seem like they were together for that long, you know, a year or whatever. There's no, that doesn't always correlate for how invested in it you are.
Yeah, I guess it sounds like it was quite immediate. I guess especially if they moved in so fast. I mean, I've known people to take years for to move in, but not 4 months. It's literally a case of they must have got together in the first couple of months, and then we're like, wow, we need to be together every day.
Do you know how long they have been split up for?
I don't know.
Because that's the thing as well, you know, if it's a shorter period of how long they've been split up for, then that's one thing, because in the short term, like, it is difficult. You can't help it, and you do have your Facebook stalks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The thing is all you can do at times is just try to get them off so you're not as tempted to do it. You know, everyone has their weak moments, stuff like that. Unfortunately, it sounds in this case that it's less weak moments, and it's just... dominating life.
Well, I guess what's happened is because he's kind of restricted her access to his life so much that the only way she can get in touch with him is sending a text, and he can't block that. And so it's literally, she has to let out all her energies there because there's no other way of communicating with him otherwise.
Yeah, it's a sad situation when it gets to it, but it also sounds like she can't really talk to him about kicking off, which, because really she's actually wanting to say something different but can't anymore, and
there's so many feelings there and emotions. Yeah.
Exactly, which really just means it needs to just be cold turkey now, and there just needs to be no more contact with that, because it's not going to work out for the better. Mm-hmm. And certainly, in these situations, if they ever are going to work out for the better, it's not going to work out anytime soon.
Mm.
Only when you've both got much clearer heads and probably moved on and done different things, because right now, there's too much water under the bridge for that to be a cool situation again, you know. The problem is there's the situation of what it's like for her, but then there's also the situation of what it's like for the friend and the friendship group.
And the guy as well, I think, because the guy's in like a crazy situation at the minute, because he's obviously wants to try and move on because he's got a new girlfriend. But because of what's happening, his new girlfriend's stalking him and her now because of what's happening. It's making his current girlfriend lose trust in him and the whole situation because of how she's acted.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I don't necessarily know, though, because in terms of that, all he can do is do his part, and he's blocked her and he said, look, I'm not trying to. I mean, unfortunately, it's the way of the world, isn't it? Often when you get involved with someone, there's a lot. There's a good chance that someone's got an ex who's still, you know, in some way being a bit of an idiot, you know what I mean? It can happen. I'm sure we've all dealt with it in one way or another. But the main thing for me is it's about dignity, you know, because with her, it's not like I can understand the feelings that she's got, that she wants to, you know, I do get that. But the fact is that in these situations, it's important to try to keep your dignity as much as possible. And the other thing about these situations are, even when you can't let go that much, like, because, you know, you feel that way, even if you were to somehow get back together or whatever, the relationship becomes so skewed as a dynamic that it would never be able to be productive for you both again.
It's never going to be what it was in those first initial months when they were both happy, when they both moved in. It's never going to be that again.
Well, I think that relationships are a lot to do with power dynamics, you know what I mean? And when the power dynamics get too skewed in one person's favour or the other, you end up with, a lot of the time, destructive relationships because people abuse that power unless they are kind of careful of it. And after a breakup, you have an opportunity for the power dynamics to be massively skewed because often someone's coming back with their begging bowl and the other person, if they are not that sure on it, would be...
Go on, prove it.
Exactly. Look, I took you back so you do this, you know, that kind of thing. And you don't want that. It needs to be equal. Otherwise... these relationships aren't useful.
Yeah, it has to be 50-50 down the line. Otherwise, you're always going to have that kind of struggle. As soon as someone's got a bit more power, the other person's going to fight back naturally. It's going to be a thing. This isn't fair, because it's not fair. You've got all of this. It's one rule for you. It's another for me. And then that's when the clashes start happening. So, it's, as you said, 50-50.
I mean, I would stop short of advising, as this friend, I would stop short of advising the girl to go and just get another boyfriend, because I think people do and say that too easily, you know.
Just go have a shag.
Yeah, exactly.
You feel better.
But I don't think that's the best way to do it. But
on coming from the level, man.
Time and the place. You know what I mean? Forget him.
Do you know what I like about that? It just fades in. It's just... it's not like punching straight into the song. It just fades in exactly.
Rather like me.
Oh, he's here.
And just faded in subtly.
Oh, he's gone.
And then cut off. Told you about it, Mr. Wright. Told you. I think that... I wouldn't rush. Obviously, she's not over this guy, so I wouldn't rush to necessarily start going out with someone. But on the same note, meeting someone else often can be a good way of getting through it.
Yeah.
So explicit kind of advice for this person as the friend, I would say that it's a difficult one. I would try to very much limit how much you get involved in terms of messaging things for her because it's going to keep getting messy, and as long as you keep enabling her to do this, it's going to get worse and worse. One way or another, this may lead to a big blow-up and a big row where no one talks and whatever else, you know, like them two anyway. Mm. You want to limit your involvement in that so you don't have to stop talking not only to this guy but to, you know, other kind of communal friends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Apart from that, she has to get over it. One way or another, I don't know why it didn't work out, but it's not worked out. Yeah. She's got to deal with it. It's done.
Yeah, it's her issue and his issue, and it's not your issue at the end of the day. And her trying to bring you into it is because I guess she feels that she doesn't have any power and she doesn't have any control over the situation. She doesn't know what to do, so she feels she needs to bring you in order to help out her cause. It can't work like that.
And I think you could do well in telling it. This is one of the reasons why I don't know about the timing. Like, if it's just happened, chill out, give her a little while. Give her a little while to be a bit crazy, if you like, because, you know, time will heal. But if this is going on months and months down the line, then you need to tell her, look, you got to move, you got to snap out of this, you know what I mean? And you got to get on with it. And you don't need to be dragging other people in because you're affecting other people as well as yourself. And that's not fair on us.
And that is the best advice you're ever going to hear.
Absolutely. Mm. But yeah, always try and be understanding, but also have your boundaries, because in all honesty, you'll end up involved in something you have no part of being involved in. But there you go. There's your advice there. 100% solid gold.
That was gold. See? Paul feels silly now, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Perfect. we haven't got an update. We've got a couple more problems coming up. Ooh. But we've got an update here as well.
Oh, it's always nice hearing an update.
Hey, Johnny and Arnell.
Hi.
I emailed a few weeks back about my friend venting to me constantly about their problems. Mm-hmm. You recommended that I sit down and tell them that I have my own issues and hope they could listen to my woes for a second. They took it on board and have stopped sending me rant messages as... Bang!
You see that?
Are we done? Do you reckon I'm done?
No.
No, I don't reckon
there's
I'm
a
done.
More.
Yeah,
more.
There is a couple more. Call the police. These guys are too good. These guys are too good. Who's that at the door? Oh, only the best agony uncles your money can buy. Absolutely. Outstanding stuff. And we're finally getting the respect that we deserve.
I know, kind of people out here. Can't be about there thinking we're charlatans, just like mugging people off. No, it's the real deal.
Helping people's lives.
Helping!
This is beautiful.
They backed off.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted.
There you go. There you go, guys.
Simple. Thank you for that update.
Thanks for giving us an update
nice
there.
Nice one.
And if there's anyone out there questioning man.
Go on.
Questioning man about...
You want some,
what are you saying? What are you saying now? Real life. That's a real person. That's real help. There you go. A couple of weeks ago, it was all of this. An appeal for help. I just want my friend to stop talking to me about her problems. I've got my own problems. Bang. Here's your advice. Do this. Whack. Back in the game, as.
Back in the game! Living the life ahead, you want to live it.
Yeah. Stop slagging us off, people. Get off our case. So there you go. Cheers, as. We also have a little A&E problem here.
Oh.
Dolly Bird.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi.
I've discovered my girlfriend's doll collection. That's weird enough. But they are all men. Ooh. I asked her about this, and she introduced them to Jake. Introduced them to me, Jake, Ben, and Chester. These are the names. Oh no! These are the names of her former ex-boyfriends.
Ooh.
And on closer inspection, discovered they look a lot like them.
Oh!
I think she has made them especially.
Oh no! Are they voodoo dolls?
Wow! Last night she came home and was really excited and told me she wanted to show me something. It was a doll called Marcus, who looks a lot like me.
Oh, no!
I'm very freaked out about this and don't know what it means or what to do. Does this mean she's going to dump me? I've not heard from Chester, Ben or Jake in a while, so I'm a bit concerned. It might be a voodoo doll or something. Please help me. I woke up in a cold sweat last night thinking about it. Marcus and Tooting.
Yeah, Marcus, that's because she was drowning that doll down in the sink, mate.
Absolutely.
That's how you're sweating. It's like, oh, I'm tripping.
Yeah, exactly. I mean...
Get out of there, mate. Get out, Marcus.
Absolutely. She was full-blown shaman at that point. The
speaking
ritual.
In tongues as well. Blah, 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 blah. Just saying all that sort of stuff.
There was a bit of oxen blood being rubbed all over dull Marcus's face.
Marcus is like, oh, is it hot in here?
Oh, dear. Dear, oh, dear, Marcus.
Anybody else taste blood?
No, that's a little bizarre, Marcus. I can't sit here and tell you anything different, mate.
No, that's... Like, I mean, I'd understand if she got the dolls when they were going out, like, when it first going out as, a cute thing. But when it's, like, she's keeping them all and they're all exes, nah, that's voodoo stuff.
I don't understand. I mean, the dolls thing is freaky enough to me. I know that there are people who collect dolls. Giving them names... We've shown on this show that's clearly more rife than what I ever expected.
Whenever any object has a name, it's dangerous.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff where people are giving life to inanimate objects. We know that now that we're past that. That's not even new anymore on this show.
We accept that.
That's just like, okay, well done, get on with it, Marcus. It's 2016. The fact that these are real people's names. I'm sorry, but that's exit door.
Yeah.
That's exit door. I just... Does this mean she's going to dump me? I think you've got to grow a backbone there, Marcus, and go, I'm taking the doll with me. I don't know what you're going to do with it when I'm gone. I'm out, and the doll's coming.
That's what you're going to have to do just one night, like when she's sleeping, just grab the door, doll, and just run.
And dash. And go, me and Marcus
have left. Dash. Doll and dash, you know. Yeah, see, get the X-ones as well. Save them, bruv.
Yeah,
save them.
Exactly. I've liberated your dolls.
You can be a hero.
Well, to be honest, it just sounds like there's a lineup of guys. Jake, Ben, and Chester have all found out about the dolls they've made, and they've all done a run of themselves. Do you know what I mean? That's, yeah, it's strange that it's the names I couldn't forgive. The names I can't understand. I'm sorry, I try and be accepting, but stuff
when,
like this.
When they're named after exes, that's it.
It's too much.
That's it. You want to watch out and see. I want to know what are dolls made out of? They're like woolen ones.
Oh, I don't.
Because you want to watch out for like dodgy stitching and stuff like that. If it's been ripped and stuff like that, you want to see if there's any markings on some of them.
Wow, yeah. I'd like to give some balanced opinions here, but
there's not.
It's freaked me out, Marcus, I'm afraid.
Yeah, Marcus, get out of that, man. If I found out that someone made a voodoo doll of me, you know.
The thing is, she might be a lovely girl. I don't
You'd
know.
Have to take them out first.
I think I could get around this.
You'd have to take them out first before they take you out.
But the thing is, right, usually these things I know, I'm like, tell her it's me or the dolls, things like that. I don't even think that... I can't do that
unless he's got the doll with him.
Because the thing is, you couldn't trust her to get rid of the dolls anyway. She'd be like, yeah, and then they're hanging around in the background and you don't know what she's doing with the dolls.
Yeah, she could make another one as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She's got a thing for the dolls, so...
I bet she, like, used his hair and stuff to make it as well. Real hair. Like, he's like, oh, you cleaned the sink when I shaved. Yeah, I did it for you.
Yeah.
Find the next day that his doll got stubble.
Yeah. If that doll starts growing, you know.
Yeah, it's growing a bit. Yeah, little mini Marcus is growing. He's growing a little goatee, isn't he?
Change your hair, Marcus. Change your hair.
Change your hair!
And if that doll changes, immediate breakup. Immediate breakup.
That's it!
Just peroxide bleach your hair, right?
I dare it!
And then if you go... Where's little Marcus? Oh, no, I'm just sorting him out. Let me see little Marcus. You have bleached his hair. I'm booting. Give me that doll.
That's it.
Out of order.
That's it, mate. Change your look. Change the whole look, bro.
One of these is always a situation, though, with things like this, where I'm sure Marcus is looking at his girlfriend, and if he really fancies her, he's just letting this stuff go. I mean, can you marry people like this? Can you?
You can't.
I don't know.
You can't. You have to live with that, you know?
You
have to live with that.
Very
you
bizarre.
Want to find out if she's got other dolls, you know? Family members you don't like.
Well, dogs that have died. Oh, you know what I mean? Marcus is playing with pebbles.
Look at them play.
Wow.
Yeah, now get out of that. That sounds dangerous. I suggest what Johnny says first. Change your look. If the doll changes with your look, that's it.
I don't like. I'm never usually this kind of
cold.
I can't tell you. It would unsettle me. And if
it
all
would
I'm saying,
anyone.
If I saw this, I'd call it a day and I'd walk out and I'd say I'm not comfortable.
That day.
Pretty much, yeah. I would.
Same day, you know.
Maybe have one more.
one more. One for the road.
Didn't say anything.
One for the road.
Didn't do anything. So, you know.
Insert what you want there.
Yeah. But
one
you know.
For the road.
Apart from that,
Dole and Dash.
I'd get yeah. And in the morning, I'd get my things, including Marcus the doll. I'll be out of there.
Takes all the dolls with him. Run, guys, run.
Marcus and his borrower army. Free the borrowers!
I'm gonna see him shifting down the road half dressed. Just
Oh dear.
What do you mean there's a tube strike? I need to get out of here!
That version of Toy Story could be quite alarming, couldn't it? All of them dolls coming to life.
Oh, they're all depressed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they've got a hostile captor, haven't they?
We can't leave! Yeah. We can't leave!
I've tried to leave several times.
You just don't get it. We've all tried to leave. She's branded us.
Leave it, Chester. It's not his fault.
He doesn't know. He's new. I'm telling you guys, we could get out of here. No, Maccas. We can't.
This guy's just got too much fight.
Right, so basically, Marcus,
get out of here.
Get out. Call it. Yeah, call. Might have to call it. I'm not even joking. You might have to call that one, mate. Sorry, mate. Nice one. Do let us know how it ends up, though. In a pickle.
In a pickle.
Hello, chaps.
Hi.
Sorry to hear you were leaving. Oh. I have an issue. I'm hoping you could help me out before you leave.
Of course we can.
I think my girlfriend is addicted to gherkins. She eats five or six of them a day. I have found a gherkin between the sheets.
What, a day?
Yeah, I know people like gherkins. Like
straight
that,
out the jaw?
Probably. What else are you going to do it? Because she's sticking it in a stir fry before that. Right?
Got to put it in a bit of salad first.
He's going straight out of the I'm not going to have a go at her for eating out of the jar, mate. I've done it before.
Are you done it as well?
No, I'll eat a gherkin out of the jar. I feel bad for that.
You're one of them.
Oh, dude, she doesn't need to be making a gherkin curry, just so I know approves. What, you mean it raw? Let's cook that up in a bit of Madras sauce.
I thought you said you were going to make some curry, mate. I just need some gherkin.
And when I said, hey, what's this doing here? She snatched it off me and said, cheers, babe, while she was crunching on it.
Oh.
So, gherkin in the bed.
Yeah, and they're well loud as well.
They can be. Mm. It's partly one of the hazards. Mm. To be honest, she likes any pickled side dish. I have found empty jars of pickled eggs, onions, beetroots, and the jars are empty.
Oh. Well, she just drinks the juice as well?
She drinks the pickle juice too. She's even started to starting to smell pickled.
Of course she does.
This isn't normal, is it? How do I help her beat this habit, Justin?
That's a problem, Justin. That's something she needs to go to rehab for.
Yeah, pickling.
Yeah, pickling.
I mean, this sounds pretty big stuff, but...
I know people, like, they eat in the bed and stuff, but that's different. That's, like, when you're taking jars to bed, that's a whole new thing. And you're dropping some of them. That means you must be munching loads.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I know people who like a pickle. And, you know, like, when women are pregnant and stuff like that, different tastes, like, they'll do a jar of pickles, not a bother.
Hey, Justin, is she pregnant? That's what we need to know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin, before you start having a go at her.
Do you know what I mean? I'm having to do everything for her, I mean.
She's going to be the mother of your child,
I mean, I know she's eating for two, but come on.
Your child's going to smell like a pickle as well.
Pickle child.
Oh, dear. So,
when you eat yours, do you drink the juice?
Do I?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have thought so, mate. No. Yeah. You get a little bit... No, it's like, you know, on the McDonald's hamburger, I'll have that pickle out first, eat that, and then eat the hamburger.
Oh, you like eating it separate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need that separate taste.
Oh, right.
Don't need that in there.
I mean, it's a strong taste anyway.
I'm not going to freak out if I have it in the burger, but I'd rather just eat it separate. I would eat a gherkin on its own, not a bother. Not a bother.
It's like Marmite, because some people, they either like it or they just hate it. They're like, no, I'm not touching. And they take it out, the burgers and everything.
What, Marmite? Or the pickles?
Pickles.
Yeah. No, I am...
Gherkins.
I think... I'm like, they're not something I eat every day, but I don't mind a pickle. Basically, out of all of the weird stories you hear and stuff, this one I'm... least bothered by it. The juice is a little bit heavy.
Yeah,
it's a bit heavy for me. Yeah, that's probably the only thing. It's like
taking it too far.
Wow. Yeah.
She's necking that and then trying to go in for a snog.
I mean, even that. Like, even the found a gherkin in the bed. It's not that crazy, to be fair. I know people who have snacked on a gherkin and
in the bed.
Yeah, I know people who've snacked on gherkins in beds.
You know,
so,
people.
I know of. I know of it happening. Yeah. I'm sure it does happen up and down the country, but. But no, that wouldn't scare me on its own. The pickle juice drinking, I'm not even sure that's safe, to be fair.
I didn't think you were supposed to.
No.
The brine.
Yeah. It's like drinking the brine of a hot dog. Why would you... Come on. You wouldn't do that, would you? Like, you get a little bit of that liquid on it when you shake it off, but you don't go, oh, I need a bit more of that. Yeah, exactly.
You get a drink there?
Yeah. Whoa, where are you going with that sauce?
I think she's definitely got an addiction there. I don't know. That's a tough thing because you'd obviously have to kind of wean her off. But how do you wean someone off like a taste that is so kind of poignant?
But you know what? Like, I could sit here and I could really be like, ah, weird. Which, I mean, it is a little bit out of the ordinary. But
come on, mate. He wants to get intimate with his girl, but he can't because she tastes the brine. It's
pickle.
Rather than just, you can say, how do I break this habit? Unless she's drinking that pickling juice and it's affecting her health, then you might just have to get on with it. But there are things you can do to say, right, everywhere I go, there's chewing gums in me. For, you know, everywhere I'm, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Or can we limit the pickles to, you know, 2 a day or something like that?
Or not in the bed.
Not in the bed, yeah. Just keep that out. But I love spice. And, like, even when I cook, I'm chucking chilies in everything all the time. And some people see it like that. I could eat a raw chili, done it before.
Mm-hmm.
Someone might look at that and just be like, what is this guy up to? So I'm not gonna slam this person too hard, you know what I mean? They're just trying to get on with life, you know what I mean, Justin? Just really, she just wants to be out there with an accepting boyfriend who understands her. If anything, Justin, this is starting to look a little bit more like you've drove her to this, you have.
You're making her drink it.
She weren't drinking all that brine before.
That's so nasty, drinking brine.
Now she's absolutely filling them to the brim, definitely. I don't think it's as massive. I wouldn't say it's normal, but what is normal anyway? And
I don't think we know what normal is on this show anymore.
I don't think so. I think it's gone right out the window, to be fair. So all I would say, Justin, is love the one you're with, quite frankly, and keep some chewing gum on you. Just on small practical solutions,
yep.
Chewing gums, possibly a little bit of. What's it called? Febreze in the air and stuff like that.
Or mouth spray.
Yeah, some of that. And you're just going to have to go with it after that, to be fair. So, there you go.
Sorry.
No, that's pretty good advice. You don't really need anything else. I mean, our advice can't get questioned because Az just told everyone. So, there you go.
That's right. That's
nice one for that, Justin. No, that was brilliant. It's time to crack a song on, you know.
Go on, crack one on, then.
We've got to. Now, this song is just absolutely out of the top drawer.
Oh.
It's a bit more of a slow one, but it's lovely, especially if you're trying to chill with someone. It's called Mindset. It's by Dead Prez. Here it comes.
For some mindsets, we ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We could burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibrations. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Pardon me, love, but you seem like my type. What you doing tonight? You should stop by the site. We could roll some weed, play some records and talk. I got a fly spot downtown Brooklyn, New York. Now I know you think I wanna fuck, no doubt. But tonight we try a different route. How about we start with a salad, a fresh bed of lettuce with croutons. Later we could play a game of chess on the futon. See, I ain't got to get in your blouse. It's your eye contact that be getting me aroused. When you show me your mind, it make me wanna show you mine. Reflecting my life when it shines. Just taking our time before the night's through. We could get physical too. I ain't trying to say I don't wanna fuck, cause I do, but for me, boo, making love is just as much mental. I like to know what I'm getting into. See, we can have mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We can burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Time for some mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We can burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibration. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Time for some mindset. What you know about mindset?
Freaking princess, tell me. some of your interests. Wait, let me guess, boo, you probably like poetry. Here's a little something I jotted down in case I spotted you around. So let me take this opportunity. Would you share a moment with me over herbal tea? Take a walk verbally, make a bond certainly. Cause in my hand, I bet your hand fit perfectly. And it's like we floating out in space when you flirting with me. Come on, a little foreplay don't hurt. Imagine my chest under this shirt. Your ass under your shirt is like walking the hot sands and finding an oasis. Opposites attract, that's the basis. Sex is like the wind that separates the yin from the yang. The balance that means complete change. My aim is to touch you in a delicate spot. And once we get it started, I ain't trying to stop. But first we have mindset.
We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We can burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibrations. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. It's time for some mindset. We ain't got to take our clothes off yet. We can burn an instant and just chat, relax. I got the good vibrations. Before we make love, let's have a good conversation. Mindset.
She smiles, I smile. She walks, no, she glides softly by me, changing night into day. She opens her mouth to speak, and soul sounds ring in my head. She speaks, and I want to dance to her rhythm. She moves ever so gently, increasing my desires. Desires to place my arms around her waist and hold and squeeze her to me. I want to melt into her body and discover the base of her warmth. Her beautiful black body that no human mind could ever conceive. She's love, she's truth, she's real as the stars that shine in the heavens, as real as the sun that bathes her body, as real as the moon that glows and the birds that sing and the rose that blossoms in spring, for she is that rose, and not just any rose. Oh, but a black rose that stands taller and stronger than any other plant, a black rose that stands as creator of nations, a black rose that never loses her petals and blossoms all year round. Black rose, sweet rose, thornless rose, eternal rose. Please look my way. Please look my way. Please look my way. Black rose.
FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose.
There must be people whose jobs it is to follow social media accounts and screenshot every tweet.
Yeah, because someone's always done it. There's always a screenshot out there.
Always, like, always.
So Kanye particularly loves a little
Well,
tweet.
I know that people employ, someone employs someone to do that to my tweets because they're so funny.
Oh, really?
My tweets are so funny that someone sits and screenshots them.
Or just all day.
That someone is me.
Do you pay yourself?
Yeah, a hefty wage.
Oh, lovely. Okay, well, it's good that you're earning some good money.
Yeah, I'm a really good boss as well, actually. Yeah.
Every Tuesday,
Harriet Rose,
from 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, guys. That's the Harriet Rose Show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. But right now, you're listening to Johnny and I Nell for the final time on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and I Nell on FUBAR Radio.
We got to get that guy a pint.
We do. He wouldn't want it, it's sad, didn't do it for that.
He wouldn't accept it.
He don't do it for the cash, he don't do it for the beers.
I don't have. I do it for the love of Johnny and I know.
So, anyone would think I'm having a good time.
So, there is a big grin on your face, mate.
Do you know what? Pickled onions.
Oh, gosh. Is it Justin again?
No. Hey, that is so odd what the person has said about gherkins. My boyfriend loves pickled onions.
Oh, what is the matter with these people, man?
And it's how they support each other as well.
I know.
To come out the woodwork.
Ooh.
I didn't realise I had a problem until you said it.
That's the only one.
And he will go for a jar every day.
Oh.
See? Oh, wow. He also eats them in bed. I've been woken up by the sound of him munching on them first thing in the morning. Oh, dear.
First thing,
His
you know.
Breath is becoming so rancid and I'm having trouble kissing him. I have to drink some mouthwash to deal with it.
Oh.
I'm not sure I want to go out with him anymore, to be honest.
Oh. course. So you shouldn't.
So you shouldn't.
No, there's no excuse. No excuse. What? Morning breath plus gherkin.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You got lip jam and onion gherkin. Pickled onion smell there. That's too much for anyone to have to deal with. He's probably just got dusty socks on as well. Maybe Justin wants to dump his girlfriend and we could swap partners. He sounds nice. Sophie and Windsor.
Yeah, Sophie. Let's do a little match-up. We'll say Justin and Sophie's partners. Swap.
Absolutely. leave them to each other.
And then we can hook Justin and Sophie up.
Absolutely. And the partners can buy a little place together and get a little jacuzzi of Brian. That they can go and sit in a hot tub together.
So dirty. How do you get a habit like that? That's being single for a long time, isn't it? Where you have to pick something up like that.
Yeah, that's funky.
You can't start that, a habit like that in a relationship.
Woken up in the morning.
Wow.
With some pickled onions.
Morning.
No. 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 Death comes for me. Not today.
Sophie's in bed and she's like, she doesn't want to go to work. It's early. It's like 5:30 in the morning. And then her boyfriend's like...
Do you know that morning breath and pickled onion breath? That's the kind of breath I think you can see. You can visually see it. It's green.
It's 100% it's green.
It's green.
Of course it's green.
It dances through the air like Pepe Le Pew's scent.
That must melt her face.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Like Hellraiser. Just like, he's opened the ark.
You know, when she says she drinks mouthwash, I bet she swallows it as well, you know.
Just trying to finish herself off, to be fair. Get rid of herself. She's not going to wake up anymore.
Girl. Hey, that's why she's questioning her relationship, and rightly so.
Stuff like that would be a big issue for me, like in the long term.
That would change things, you know?
Yeah.
Change
I would genuinely be like, look, and then mate is going, I ate pickled onions when you got with me. You knew what you were getting into. Listen, you mug, I thought you could change a little bit. Grow up.
Grow up. You're not six anymore.
You're a disgrace.
Clean your act.
It used to be days at the fish and chip shop for you. Now it's every minute.
I can see your bloody dialogue coming out your mouth.
Oh, dear. Sophie, yeah, try and get a guy like Justin out there. Justin, call it a day with your one as well. Let's, Justin.
I think they make a good pair. I mean, they've both been through a lot.
But before you start chucking things down the toilet, though, Soph, there are people out there who have dolls of their ex-partners. Be worried.
That's very true.
Yeah, I mean, there's a geezer out there with a doll called Sophie waiting to be crafted from the branch of a willow tree. So, yeah, and you'll be wanting old pickled onions back, won't you? Knocking up on his door again. Okay. Perhaps I was a little hasty.
They must love Monster Munch.
Oh, yeah.
All over the house.
No doubt.
Monster Munch bracket.
No dizzle. I bet he's on the jelly deals as well. This guy's got no respect.
That's true, though. No respect for your partner if you're doing that.
No,
if you're doing that, you've got
bed.
No respect.
No respect.
No respect.
It's bad enough.
Is that what you want me to go down on you and you're doing that? No!
Wow. Okay. Bold. Last day on Uncensored Radio. Can't be doing that anymore. Okay.
Thought I'd get it out.
Nice one for that, Sophie. Old lady name. Hello.
Hi.
I've started dating someone.
Ooh.
A lovely, sexy lady. We have so much in common and get on like a house on fire. There is one problem. Her name. Ooh. Ethel.
Oh, no.
It's such an old lady name.
Oh, bruv, you have to give her a nickname straight away.
Oh, dear.
Straight away, nickname.
It's such an old lady name, but Effie. She's a year younger than me.
Bruv, Effie. Call it Effie.
Effie, yeah.
Effie.
Absolutely. She's a year younger than me. I'm 29, so we can work out that she is 28. Wow, that's maths. I keep getting to...
Oh, 29, are you?
He is.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, not me.
I was going to say... Could
be. That's been left unknown at the moment. No one knew who Kaiser Soze was. No one knows his age. Could be anything. Legend has it. She is 28 and her name's Ethel.
Wow.
I keep getting teased about it by my friends. You got to get her home for countdown. He's a personal favourite.
one.
Is this an old lady name or is it making a comeback, Sam?
I don't think it's making a comeback. Was she like named after like a relative or something like that? It must be.
I mean, that is an old person's name. No
You've
question about
be
it.
Named after someone.
When I make jokes about an older person, I will often use the name Ethel to punctuate it.
Brother,
or Doris.
Like straight away, don't ever call her Ethel again. Just Effie. That's it. Effie.
Absolutely. Well, there's Ethel, Doris, Beryl, Mabel as well.
Oh,
Beryl,
no,
Mabel.
Who called Mabel?
These are all names that I thought they died out.
No.
To be fair. There's a lot of geezer names as well that you just don't see knocking about
Arthur.
As well. Arthur, Norman.
Oh, Norman!
Arthur, Norman. You've got... You don't get too many Freds anymore, neither. Freds. Ooh. And, you got... There's just a few. It's like, because names go generationally, don't they? You know what I mean? You've got a lot of Maxes nowadays. Max and Tyler.
Maximilian.
Exactly. You're not getting a Tyler who's like 75, are you? They weren't knocking about in those days.
Mm.
But, on the same note, how many Ethels are you getting? It's a tough one.
I'm telling you, you can't... No, you can't.
Because if they have a horrible second name, you think, oh, well, if I really like them and it goes far, I can marry him and get rid of that nonsense.
Mm. She must be seriously good-looking, you know, because you could tell he's torn.
Yeah.
You can tell. He's like, he's weighing it up, and he's like, oh, I mean, she's beautiful, but she's called Ethel.
Exactly. You just, there's certain things that just, it would ruin it when you say it. It's like, oh, you're looking wonderful tonight. Can't wait to get you home, Ethel.
Oh, no, that's rock, no.
Oh, dear.
No, you can't even put that in the same sentence.
Yeah, I think...
Can't even be kinky with her name in a sentence, you know. I don't, you have to be generic and just call her Bay.
Yeah.
You have to.
Just
be generic, bro. Just give her generic names.
I think, to be honest, though, let's face it, if you like her that much, you're going to have to suck it up.
And give her a nickname.
Yeah, and as I know said, Effie might have to be the one you have to do, because Effie sounds a little bit young.
Yeah, Effie sounds young. Yeah.
But Ethel, no. Just leave that all off the end, definitely. Leave it off.
Leave that all.
Absolutely, you can't. Because it's you who's going to suffer, mate. They'll start thinking that you've taken it down the wrong path,
that's
you know
right,
what I mean?
That's right.
Started raiding the old OAP home on date night.
Can't bingo, are you, mate?
Exactly. May I have this dance? We'll meet again. Don't know where.
Oh,
who's that? All right, Sam and Ethel up there, yeah, having it large. Bit of body popping after that. Yeah. Yeah, just a bit of twerking from Ethel there.
Does she overcompensate? Because her name is Ethel. Does she, like, act really young?
But I wonder if she's one of those people, you know, like they do, like, those people who are obsessed with, like, the 50s and stuff, dress up, like, other generations.
Old dresses and stuff.
If she was like
if
that and
did,
was called Ethel,
I'd
call it a day.
Game over. That's like that Benjamin Button stuff.
Well, it's like Quantum Leap. It's gone to another generation, haven't you? You know what I mean? Just, what am I doing here? You've not moved with the times, Ethel. I can only do so much.
You're stuck, Ethel.
Yeah.
You're stuck.
Exactly. What's going on? Ziggy's taking me to the wrong place.
I mean, if that's how she's rolling on a day, she's not going to be progressing in life.
No.
You've got to move with the times, Ethel.
Exactly.
I mean, you have to start getting a mobile phone. You're going to need a mobile,
We've
Ethel.
Got these things called cars, Ethel.
Pager and my bike are fine.
nice one for that, Sam.
Yeah.
Kites.
Oh.
All right, just tuned in.
Easy.
Good. We like latecomers.
That's all right.
I have just started a kite fighting crew and wondered if you two could name my kite crew. We go to the local park and fight kites.
Kite fights.
Right, okay.
Kite crew sounds cool anyway.
And fight kites.
Kite crew. Fight kites.
I think it's pretty cool. My mum doesn't think so.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to work out if I'm getting this right.
Fight kites.
Yeah, fight kites. What's that?
Kite fighting. It's like when you get... It's like Robot Wars, but kites.
Is it?
Kite club.
Or... What do you mean? You're saying it like... Do you know
kite
this
club.
To happen?
What kite fights?
Yeah. Or are you assuming that's just what... Cause
no, that's what, there that's is, what it is, isn't it?
There is a bird called a kite. Maybe they'll take... Yeah, it's a bird of prey.
No, that sounds like expensive club.
you can name it. Yeah.
That's an expensive club, man. Kite fights.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's quite out of order if it is the bird of prey. Yeah. Like, dog fighting's illegal.
I don't think that's illegal.
Just taking your kite over there going, get him! Get him! Feeding him a rat beforehand. Yeah, he's ready to run.
He's angry.
Energy levels are up.
Oh, he's ready to hunt.
I have over 50 different types of kites.
Big.
It's just me and my mate Tell at the moment.
Oh, that's not really a club.
No. Small club. Start building a club from the ground upwards.
It's just a partnership at the minute.
And that's from Gary. So it's Gary and Tell. Gary and Tell's kite fighting.
Gary and Tell's kite club. Kite fights. Kite club sounds cool, though, kite club.
Kite club sounds cool.
Oh, yeah,
kite fights.
Because it sounds like fight club.
Fight kites.
Yeah, it sounds like fight club, and that's what they do.
Kite
club.
I'm just confused with all of this today.
Kite club.
Even then, I'd love the fact that Gary's mum's getting involved.
His mum's getting involved?
Yeah.
How's his mum getting involved?
She said we go to local parks and fight kites. I think it's pretty cool. My mum doesn't think so.
Oh, right.
I just love the idea of his mum going, you're not going again, Gary. No, you can tell. You can tell he's a bad influence. Before you just used to like kites and now you're fighting them every week.
Why can't you be just more like your brother? I mean, your brother's got a decent job. He's got a girlfriend. He's got a mortgage.
This is like West Side Story. One of you's going to get hurt.
I've boomed and born to fly kites. Cat club is my life.
Get off my case, mum.
You don't know anything about cat
club. You've never thought of kite in your life. Gary, you do what makes you proud, mate. Nice one. Like that one.
Cat club. That's I'm going to have to Google it.
Yeah, you should. One more, and then we've got to get. We've got Blossom Past here. But I mean, it's the last show. We do what we want, don't we? Rick.
Just threw the rules away.
Yeah. Hello, I love my boyfriend, but he's expensive.
Ooh.
He's very passionate, but he keeps ripping my clothes off when he sees me.
Nice.
It's not even when we're alone sometimes. When I've been out in public and kissing him in a pub, he ripped my blouse open.
Ooh.
I loved his passion, and he's a fantastic lover, but I like my clothes and can't always get them repaired. Ooh. And can't afford new ones. I always take spare clothes out with me now so I don't have to get on the tube half naked. He's super strong too and can rip my underwire or my bra.
Wow.
How could I mention this to him without offending him? Kate in Cobham.
Sounds like Kate's got a monster there, man. Like ripping the wire, you know.
Absolutely.
He's going through the fabric.
Yeah, that
he's
wire.
He's going through the fabric and he's ripping the wire.
Wire serious. That
you, need
is.
You need scissors to rip a bra like that.
You need a wire cutter, don't you? What do you mean? Wire cutter.
What's he using? Is he using his teeth or something?
Exactly.
What's that, Kate?
Well, it's turning green.
So they got the Hulk.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on there?
Well, I don't. Do you know what, Kate and Cobham? I'm not sure. To be fair, I think you've got to be bringing it up and just saying, look, listen, I'll give you one of those a month of clothes ripping. But the reality is after that, you've got to rein it in a little bit.
I'm starting to think you're gonna have to wear like some bigger armor, Kate. Like some Kevlar or something like that, something you can't rip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be out there, you know what I mean? Something
Get them big clothes on, girl.
Yeah, but just in general, you can't keep ripping.
That's not right.
Replace your clothes.
Or you just go the cheap route, just get lots of Primark clothes, so you got loads of the same thing. So if he rips it, it's all right, you've still got another five.
Yeah. Mm. There is that as well. That as well.
Or just make him pay for it. Every time he rips one, you make him pay.
Yeah. Like a swear jar. Yeah. Like a ripped clothes jar.
Yeah. Oh, there goes another one. Can't. Go, no. Put the money in the jar. Can't you do it when I'm finished? No, do it now.
just say to
you
him.
Just take me out of the mood.
Mate, sort it out, you know. This being strong nonsense is old news. You know what I mean? Like, love the passion, but every once in a while, please. Apart from that, just. Can we do it? Can we have some EastEnders kisses instead, please? Mm. You know what I mean?
I mean, she likes it. It's just that you're putting a downer on it by ripping the clothes. If he didn't rip the clothes, he'd be like the best lover, he sounds.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There we go.
There we go, Kate.
Don't mess it up.
So, we've got to move on to our blast from the past here. Bang.
Before we move on to blast from the past, I just googled Kite Club and it looks like it's big business, you know.
Really?
Big business. It's people teaching like all sorts of like lessons, beginner lessons, intermediate classes and all sorts.
Wow. Is this fighting?
Big money.
Is it fighting though?
Kite Club.
Yeah, but I mean,
kite fights.
I know there's kite people who fly kites, but I didn't know they went kites fighting before. That's a new one.
Oh yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, they do it. Oh, they do it a lot in Brazil, apparently.
Oh really?
It's also a playful form of battle.
Yeah. A playful form of battle. Mm. Powerful, you say.
You can get fighter kites. Fighter kites.
Fighter kites.
Fighter kites.
All right.
Round one.
There you go.
Kite.
It is like that Robot Wars for kites.
Yeah, that's
what I'm doing. There we go. There we go. Oh, here we go. Oh. Straight up. Kate again. I should mention that he rips them off with his teeth and hands.
See, I told you. Told you. That man, he's got some serious dentures if he's getting rid of wire.
He's got vampire sharp teeth.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. He's like one of those, you know, those people that could just like take the bottles off, like the bottle lids off of the beer bottles, just like...
Yeah, I know. I mean, is that nice, is it, Kate? I mean, really? You're with a man who sounds like he's halfway...
Sounds dangerous.
In you know, transitioning into werewolf. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, on a night out, when the moon's up, he might just start growing it or something else. Kate's living in twilight, isn't she?
She is, you know. That's a dangerous relationship. You got to make sure you don't upset him, because he sounds like he could be dangerous.
Well, at the very least, you'll be having a striptease on the way home, to be fair. Just, yeah, no, nice one for that, Kate. Yeah, it sounds like you're having loads of fun, to be fair.
She is.
Yeah, always take that spare pair of clothes.
Would you like the female equivalent?
Ripping my clothes off?
Yeah.
No, it depends if I was in my nice stuff.
Would it arouse you?
No, I can't. Depends what kind of... There's some T-shirts I'll be like, I'll just say at the start, look, this one's up for ripping. You can do that one.
Few ground rules.
Yeah.
First off, you can rip the top half. You can't rip the bottom half. These are my favourite shorts.
Yeah. And then I would also go, right, hold up. We're now in some serious stuff, okay? You do not rip this, okay? This is important. This is important.
I want to wear this tomorrow. So, I know. Do not rip that.
Sorry, babe, got my Arsenal kit on. What do you think you're doing? Care more about this than I do you and your nonsense. So,
no, go brush your teeth, you smell pickles.
Exactly. No, give me that doll.
No, I'm having it.
We've got to try and get a little blast
from the past. I'm getting distracted.
Right, thanks for that one, Kate, though. Right, so blast from the past. So this week's word was...
karaoke.
Karaoke. Now, I love karaoke. So much so that when I do karaoke, usually it's less about doing karaoke. It's more like a gig for me.
Ooh.
Yeah, like when I was in Australia, we were just turning up every week, and I was literally, I mean, I'm not afraid to get people to start clapping their hands and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
You're one of them ones, freestyle.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just literally like, yeah, cheers for coming out, everyone. This is going to be a great night. Thanks for coming and supporting me. I'm like, everyone, get your hands in the air. Okay, clap. And then you just see a bunch of people just looking at me going, what are you talking about, mate? Just looking at me and turning back. But at that one in Australia, there was a place where you do karaoke and you could sing for drinks vouchers as well.
Oh, was it?
So I was doing like, it was basically like an EP launch. I was doing four or five songs a night.
Doing covers. That's what Seal does, isn't it? Seal's got entire albums where he just covers other people's songs.
Yeah. I mean, if you're telling me I have to sing for my drinks, absolutely. It's just by the end, the fourth and fifth songs were just like completely of a drunk, drunk gurgling. Yeah, like, I did it my way.
now it's my way.
Yeah. But I did. I was getting quite big. Me and my mate Cowley were big into Joe from Southeast London. Actually, we were big into doing karaoke at that point, and we were karaoke. Singing quite a lot. And we done Craig David 7 days. A wonderful job.
Oh yeah.
Warren G and Nate Dogg Regulate was a particular favourite as well.
Very good choice.
But I think my crowning achievement, I'll let you judge it as well, was when we were travelling down the coast at a new venue that weren't used to us, I actually did the song I'm soon to be playing in a minute, and someone came up to me at the end of the song and went, that was an amazing falsetto.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, an amazing falsetto. Wow. And I mean, I was battered at the time. And I was like, Well, thank you very much.
Are you sure that's what they said?
I'm pleased. Oh, no. Well, I mean, I wasn't that. I remember what they said. Don't remember what they said.
Weren't that pissed.
Yeah. But definitely, I was complimented on how good my falsetto was. And yeah, the only other one was, yeah, when I was at Congleton recently on a, Congleton up north, doing my karaoke, and I was basically getting people to get their hands in the air, and they were turning around laughing at me as I was singing. But here's this song that I was, that I sang in Australia, got commented on my wonderful falsetto. Everyone's going to know this one, actually. Is it even queued up? No, it's not. It's not even queued up there. Don't worry about it. Right, INL, you go on to your one.
well, karaoke, when you said it to me, it actually reminds me of the first time I bought music. It was the first time I actually bought my own music with my own money. I remember it was Our Price. Do you remember Our Price?
Yeah, I remember it.
I went to Our Price. It was first thing in the morning, just before school. It opened at 8:30, and I was waiting outside and went inside, and I bought Busta Rhymes, Give Me Some More, on cassette tape.
Oh, yeah.
Not even CD cassette. I didn't have a CD player. Cassette tape.
Oh, really?
And the thing is, I still got that cassette tape to this day. I still got it in my house. And it wasn't even... And the thing was... Because I asked for it, and because I didn't see it on the shelf, because the guy was still stacking them, because it was like a new release, and I remember he just took one off the shelf, and it was like a raggedy case, like, you know when the cassette tape cases were just battered, you know where the hinge, it just wouldn't be on the hinge anymore.
Yeah.
It was one of them ones. I was like, bro, look at the state of the case. And he's like, no, they're all like that. And I was like, no. They were literally all were mashed up in the box.
Oh, dear.
They must have had a delivery. So I still, to this day, got a mashed up thing. 99p, though. And I was so happy. For me, I thought that was like a bargain. It was only two tracks.
Oh, well, yeah. I remember those days, yeah.
Two tracks. I was like, it's only 99p. I remember going to school. Everyone was like, yes, only 99p, you know. You should go to Our Price and get one. And I think that song went to number one. So if it did, that was because of me.
Absolutely.
Spreading the word.
Well, I've got my song here as well now, so we might have to do them back to back.
Back to
minute.
Back it.
Yeah.
So, what's your song?
The tune that I sung an amazing falsetto is, oh well, I won't even introduce it. People should know what it is. It's coming here, up now.
Thank you. a shorty playing in the front yard of the crib. Fell down and I bumped my head. Somebody held me up and asked me if I bumped my head. I said, yeah. So then they said, oh, so that means you're gonna switch it on them. I said, yeah, flip mode. Flip mode is the greatest. You know, and as a shorty, I was always told that if I ain't gonna be part of the greatest, I gotta be the greatest myself. Come on, come on, yeah, come on.
Yeah, baby, what a surprise. Give you something, make it suck a roll over your eyes. All my people getting money capitalized. Die, little small guy, we on the rise. Everything I'm ever touch, platinumized. Full of your crib, you know we coming all our supplies. Got a big gun and I'ma show you the side. You mess with any of my flip mode family ties. Me and my people be coming through, stroking you out. Killing off any and everything you're talking about. See you in the club, now we walking you out. Should've thought twice before you went and opened your mouth. Yo, anyway, we stay keeping it moving. Messing with the wrong river, hope you know what you're doing. Now blame me, all the same fuckers is lame. It's not a game, but my name still put in your brain. You people had enough? Give me some more. You people want the wild head? Give me some more. Your split with a G's at? Give me some more. You know we always need that? Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can? Give me some more. Cars in a big crib? Give me some more. Everybody spread love? Give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say? Give me some more. Blast with a rash, give me my cash, look at my ass. Running with my money, son, go out with a blast. Do what you want and dummy, cut in the corner, you're messing up the order. Go ahead and meet the reporter. Yo, she telling news on how you switch to a miss. A little fake, funny style, don't get you with a snitch. So now I pass you straight, I don't got nothing to ask you. Make a little room for me, you know my people to pass through. Cartier, Cindy Portier, Horatio. Roll with all of my numbers from around the waist. When I come through, your people know I do my thing. Bring motion to generate money, cha-ching. Arrest you, lyrically, flow will caress you. Bless you, then my brother come to your rescue. While you assuming then I blossom and bloom, I'm coming soon. Hit you with a boom, give me some room. You people had enough? Give me some more. You people want the wild hair? Give me some more. Your split with a cheese at? Give me some more. You know we always need that? Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can? Give me some more. With the cars and a big crib? Give me some more. Everybody spread love? Give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say? Give me some more.
Yeah, yeah. Live brothers, you know what I mean? And represent while we getting money and reign supreme. Hope y'all suckers don't be coming through full steam. Can't see me, better turn on your high beam. All my people while I'm ringing the siren. Flip mode. We're with people on my team. Never should you ever try to mess with my cream. My OD, when my shit get all in your bloodstream. Every time we be ripping and be blowing it down, blowing you off and come with the hottest lovers around. Rockers from me and my people run through your town. Holding it down, thinking the wildly, they give me my crown. Hey, yeah, all my people need to come and surround. And brother be hitting so much to make you fall on the ground. Sure to make you shout, that's what I'll be all about. Turning you out, making all of you people fall out. You people had enough?
Give me some more.
You people want the wild hit?
Give me some more.
Your split with a G's at?
Give me some more.
You know we always need that?
Give me some more.
Even though we getting money, you can?
Give me some more.
Put the cars in a big crib?
Give me some more.
Everybody spread love?
Give me some more.
If you want it, let me hear you say?
Give me some more.
That was Busta Rhymes with Gimme Some More. And before that, you heard Earth, Wind & Fire, September. That's a song I did an amazing falsetto to.
Both of those are bangers, man.
Yeah, I think we got people up for it on a Thursday before Good Friday, so you people can be out tonight having a good time.
I'm telling you, Johnny, if people weren't dancing those two tunes just there, then they need to get up right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they need to, man.
Absolutely. It's got to go off.
The vibes is on. The drinks are flowing.
Yeah, someone's just poured out a little champagne for us. Guilty.
Oopsie.
We live the lifestyle.
Still,
you know,
there for another 5 minutes, yeah. But we still got drink.
You know, they say don't drink and drive. Actually, don't drink and drive, but they say don't drink and be on the radio. We're proving you can do that. Kind of.
Just about.
Yeah, exactly. do stay tuned to Foo Bar after our show as well, where Lizzie Cundy will be doing her show with Jonathan Brown as well. So do check that out. Wonderful show. And, yeah, keep supporting everyone else on Foo Bar. But as we mentioned earlier, this is our last Foo Bar show.
It is. It's our last show, and it's been a fantastic year being here, man.
It's emotional. It's emotional.
It's where we're parting from the family.
Yeah, you know what? This might be the last time I do this as well. Email. Oh, it's one from friend of the show, Oliver. It just feels right.
It feels right. It's the last email.
We'll give it to him. Kite Club. The first rule of Kite Club is you don't talk about Kite Club. Thanks, Oliver.
There we go.
Did you have a tweet as well?
I did have a tweet. A tweet from Paul Clark, friend of the show. He says, without spoilers, can I now sum up Batman v Superman in one word? I would say... Meh.
That's a word. Check it in the Oxford Dictionary. Thank you. Thank you very much. There you go. Apart from that, we're going to have to go now. Do follow us on Twitter. I'm at Johnny I. Cochran.
I'm at Inel, I-N-E-L.
And we're at Johnny and Inel, and you can see where you can find us from now on. Because we're not going into the ether. We'll still be alive and stuff. You can find us. Yeah, we're not lost to radio completely. Big, massive thanks to everyone at FUBO who's been so good for us. Producer Nat, Adam, we've had Laura. Big shout out to Duncan, Will, and everyone in the FUBO family, to be fair. For Nat said, especially me and Adam, there you go. But yeah, do follow us and do check us out. Thanks for having your support, because we've loved doing this show. We've got to play a little song to go out. We're going to go out in this kind of style. It's Sean Paul, Give Me The Light.
Just give me the light. Just give me the light. Just give me the light. Yo, yo. Just give me the light and pass the Joe. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, let me know my size and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow, cause I'm in the vibes and I got my dough. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, them looking hype and I got to know. Could I be your protector? You're buffing every sector. Every man around them wants on your inspector. But you know, let them sense and I grill you with no lecture. For them for a drill, not them fuel injector. Not them a inspector, disease collector. Not for them a go like them walk. Come wreck ya. Don't know the path where you got in your center. Oh, you know you're not let them guide it affect you. Yo, girl, just give me the light and pass the joke. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, let me know my sights and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow. I'm in on the vibes and I got my dough. What's another buckle of more? Yeah, them looking up and I got to know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Situation is in really life again. Tell them what be young on to the players and them right and them beside of them. And them to them.